And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you out here to Caldwell High School, where it is the start of the 11-year-old District International All-Stars Tournament for Little League. And tonight we open up the tournament with Washington County taking on Belleville. Now, this is a three-team tournament. Burleson County, being the host team, gets the first round bye. So Washington County, Belleville playing here tonight. Winner will play Burleson County tomorrow night at 7. Loser will play again on Thursday night at 7 o'clock against whoever loses between Burleson County and Belleville. And this tournament a little quicker wrap-up. Could see the champion crowned either Friday, or they have to go to an if-necessary game on Saturday. So, as we said, this one's going to be a quick one, but three teams battling it out. Winner goes on to the sectional tournament. Actually, been trying to find out on sectionals because so far they haven't posted the brackets yet on the website. I was curious as to where they're all going to be. But Washington County, their manager is Chris Kaler. Assistant coaches are Jason Drain and Bradley Riley. And they're already having the meeting with the plate umpires. And so we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with the starting lineups after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Since 1980, K&H Portable Toilets has been bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to this area's county festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves in superior service to the community. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork is done. Go Washington County All-Stars.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Stars season. Before you travel to the games, stop in a Guadalajara restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get-together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
Okay. Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woodson Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woodson Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
Are you ready to build that new barndominium you've been dreaming about? Or maybe it's a new workshop, a storage building, or even a metal house. DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop is ready when you are. DDM has been fabricating metal buildings in Texas for over a quarter century, so you know you can trust them with your project. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their office and let their staff explain the many options available for style, panels, color, and design. Choose the industry leader for your metal building, DDM.
All right, as we come back here to Caldwell, Doug Brown with you on this, let's see, what is it, Tuesday evening, stopping thing. And before we get to the lineups, first of all, are your kids playing in a real Little League? Little League is the world's largest and most respected youth sports program, with nearly 2.4 million children and more than 1 million volunteers in dozens of countries around the world. Little League includes baseball and softball programs for kids ages 4 to 16. There's the Challenger Division program for kids with physical and mental challenges, too. For those adults interested in starting a genuine Little League in your area, assistance is available from Little League International in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. For more information on Little League, visit the Little League website at www.littleleague.org. And for the Washington County starting lineup, it is going to be Jagger Shedd leading things off. He'll be followed by Knowles Kaler. Batting third will be Jace Riley. Batting fourth, Zach Lloyd. Batting fifth will be Parker Hale. Batting sixth, Ryland Drain. Batting seventh will be Ronnie Castillo. Batting eighth will be Kyler Wells. Batting ninth, Guillermo Morcaccio. Batting tenth will be Garrett Rubach. Batting 11th, Sheldon Wells. And batting 12th will be Silvano Morcaccio. As the umpires have arrived here, and we're still waiting on the Belleville lineup. They have not presented theirs yet. probably one of those where they like to wait till the last possible minute there. But nevertheless, we are here looking forward to this one. And, of course, some other games going on. Of course, we had the chance to join us last night. What a great game we had at Burton, the finals of the district-only tournaments with the 7-8-year-old coach pitch softball as Washington County getting the win over Columbus there. Coming up tonight in action, minor softball in Sealy. It's Washington County and Sealy at 8 o'clock there. Minor boys baseball, they're playing Rice at 6 o'clock. And then major boys, they're at Belleville, and that's tonight at 8 o'clock. Meanwhile, let's take another break, and we'll be back after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Hey guys, Eric Benitez here. I'm deeply honored to have been chosen as Washington County's favorite realtor, along with Cedar Frame as the favorite real estate brokerage through the Banner Press. I'm grateful to be blessed with the resources and support to serve our community, and I'm devoted to our local youth and sports. In fact, with your support, last spring we were able to award 4 student athlete scholarships. The real estate market and technology have evolved over the years, so we're doing things a little different when it comes to selling and marketing your properties. If you have any questions about your home's value, please reach out to me, 979-830-3914.
In a world where plumbing issues have you drained, call a company that can provide same-day service, free inspections, estimates, and A1 quality plumbing service. A1 Quality Plumbing in Brenham can do just that, whether it's for residential, commercial, or even an emergency. With over 25 years of experience, they do repairs, remodeling, and new construction. Call 830-1877 today. That's 830-1877. Or go online to a1qualityplumbers.com. Family-owned and operated. License number RMP 15749.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Insurance, not something you enjoy buying, but if you ever need it, boy, are you glad you have it. Dahlman & Associates in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help make buying insurance simple and less stressful. With over 250 years of combined experience, Dahlman & Associates will find the best discounts to insure your car or truck, your home, or even your business. To save money on your insurance premiums, contact Dahlman & Associates, your trusted local Germania agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
All right, back we go. They're introducing the Belleville players.
Batting 7, number 10, Keaton Menarchik. Batting 8, number 11, Jameson Hebert. Batting 9, number 4, Rylan Marik. Batting 10, number 99, Mark Humes. Batting 11, number 6, Nash Springs. And batting 12, number 12, Quinn Jacquez. Manager for Belleville is Jason Crumry. Coaches are Clint Binger and Patrick Hebert. Now, if you would all please stand and rise, we will first start with the Little League Pledge. So the flag is south of me, so if you turn and face here, we're not going to do the flag yet, but we'll do the Little League Pledge first. So, Little League contestants, repeat after me. I trust in God. I love my country. And I will respect its laws. I will play fair and strive to win. But win or lose, I will always do my best. Now please remove your hats as we honor our nation with the national anthem.
Thank you.
Play ball.
All right, we'll be back with the first pitch after we hear one more time from our sponsors.
The team at Texas Farm Credit supports local communities and agriculture with reliable financial services, and we are ready to support you as well. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, or any place in the country, give Texas Farm Credit a call. We have been lending money for over 100 years and will be around at least 100 more. We also offer lines of credit, home loans, and ag insurance. Call us at 836-2572, visit online at texasfarmcredit.com, or stop by our office at 1301 Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park invites you to support the Washington County All-Star teams this summer by attending their tournaments. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth at Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Washington County All-Stars! Here's wishing you a great season from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park Project.
Would you like to be part of something bigger than yourself or even Brenham? While we gather for worship on Sundays and Wednesdays like most churches, at Christ Lutheran, there is so much more to the story. Like the vast number of lives impacted in our region and beyond are responding to God's love and sharing what we have been blessed with. Want to make a difference or simply be a part of a community that cares about others and relationships? Come just as you are. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
All right, here we go. As it'll be Jagger Shedd to lead things off for the Washington County All-Stars. As Ryland Mark in the circle for the Belleville All-Stars. Belleville dressed out in the Brahma colors, gray pants, red jerseys, gray letters and numbers with white trim, and Washington County with the white pants and green jerseys with white letters and numbers.
I'm going. Do you have a yellow one?
Yeah, this is there. That's there.
Oh.
You want that? We good?
Yeah.
And we're just waiting on the official umpires conferencing here. Yes, Bill. Right now, Mark just standing out there waiting for the giving the official word to get us underway here. Yeah, we're ready for tonight's official first pitch. Jagger Shedd, left-hand batter, stepping in there, left-hand pitcher. And here comes the first pitch. In there for a strike, 0-1, and we're underway. And next pitch to Shedd. Up high is 1-1. And he sends this one out to left field and over. And left fielder makes the catch there. And that is Jameson for the Belleville All-Stars. And that'll bring up Knowles Kaler. Always good to see his dad, my old classmate Chris Kaler, who's the manager of the team. And swung through, and that actually hit the mask of the catcher. Belleville, something you don't see too often. They're starting a left-handed catcher tonight. Next pitch to Kaler. And that's taken for a ball. It is 1-1. We're just underway here. Coming in tonight from Caldwell High School. They are the host for this tournament. And pitch is taken for a strike. And the 1-2 pitch to Kaler. And down low ball. It's 2-2 now. Kaler trying to work his way on, get something going here in the first for Washington County. And foul tip into the mitt. Or did it bounce or did he? Okay, they did call it a strike. They did say he caught it, so that's a strikeout. So two down now. And that'll bring up Jace Riley. Riley is going to be the starting pitcher for Washington County this evening. Chance to see if he can help himself with a bat. Nobody on, two outs here. And takes the first pitch for a strike, 0-1. Mark gets aside from his catcher. And next pitch, way high ball, 1-1. Riley doing a good job of laying off that one. Next pitch, outside for a ball, and it's 2-1 now. Yeah, Riley can get on. Zach Lloyd would be next. And foul tip into the mitt, and it's 2-2. And Mark's next pitch, down low ball, and it's a full count now, 3-2 on Riley. And the 3-2 pitch, swung on a miss, and Riley down on strikes, and that's out number one. Out number three. And so, in the inning, 3-3 down, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And we go to the bottom of the first. It is no score. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept designs, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Little League All-Stars. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the youth during the Little League All-Star Games.
Felder's By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's By and By at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's By and By, the convenience store.
All right, and Jace Riley warming things up. He'll be working the Jagger Shed back behind home plate as Washington County getting ready to play defense here in the bottom half of this inning. And right side of the infield, you got Ronnie Castillo at first, Ryland Drain at second, left side, Parker Hale at short, Zach Lloyd at third in the outfield, Knowles Kaler in right, Silvano Marchetto in center, and I'm kind of obstructed view, can't quite see who's in left, but it'll be Ethan Schumann to lead things off for Belleville. And first pitch from Riley is down low for a ball, 1-0. And Riley with his next pitch. Look pretty good here. Umpire says no, though, on ball two. 2-0 count. It'll be Schubman, followed by Crumry, and then Binger. And that one bounced up there. Ball is 3-0. Imagine probably the first tournament of the season, first game of the tournament. And we've seen it in some of the other tournaments, that first game, everybody all have some butterflies starting off. And that's a strike call, 3-1. Let's see if we can come back here and get him. Yeah, that one fouled over towards the Belleville dugout. Now, Belleville, even though they're the home team, they're in the first base dugout this evening. And Washington County, the visitor, and they're in the third base dugout. And swung out and fouled away. Three balls, two strikes. Next pitch from Riley, and that one is foul down the third baseline. And sounds in the background there like the Caldwell Marching Band is doing some practicing this evening as well. 3-2, and that's ball four. Schumann will take the leadoff walk here at the bottom of the first. And that'll bring up Cahill Crumry. Yeah, we've got umpire heard something he didn't like over at the Belleville dugout. Whatever it was, looks like they nipped it right away. And now Crumry batting. Squares away to bunt, pulls the bat back. And he'll take strike one. And next pitch. Wow. One ball, one strike. Looks pretty good from our vantage point over here. And try to check his swing. And it looks like he held up. It's 2-1. And next one down low for a ball. And 3-1. Next pitch from Riley. That one's going to be popped up, and that is going to be foul out of play. That'll make it a full count, 3-2. Yeah, that one up there, ball four. And it's two walks to start the inning. And bring up Ryan Binger. And swung on and missed. It's 0-1. And I think that is the other, that's the other Guillermo Marchetto on the left. Finally got a look at the jersey number. One ball at one strike on Binger. And down low, ball gets away from the catcher. The runners will move up on the wild pitch. And so now runners at second and third with nobody out here in the bottom of the first. Swung and a miss, 2-2. Now let's see if we can get him here. Swing and a miss. Got him on strikes. And for Riley, that's a big strikeout right there. And that'll bring up Hollis Yasek. Yeah, first pitch taken for a ball. Get away from the catcher for just a little few feet, but not enough. There's some running room on some foul territory to cover. Pitch foul away. More so down the lines than they are behind the home plate area, though. One ball and one strike. Field is all turf. And this one, a ground ball foul up the right field side. One ball, two strikes, one out. And this one, ground ball, shortstop over, throw to first, gets the out, and the run will score. Nice play there by Parker Hale to get that one to Castillo. So Washington County trades it out for a run. And now that'll bring up Cody Kendrick. Kendrick swings and misses, and it is 0-1. Kendrick, the center fielder for the Belleville All-Stars. So they got runner at third down, two down. And pitches inside for a ball, 1-1. And after having runners at second and third with nobody out, if he can get out of this with only giving up just one run, I think Riley will take that. Pitch down low, ball is 2-1. And time called, they're going to do a substitution with two outs and get a runner for the catcher. It has to be the person that made the last out. In this case, it would be the Yasek. And fouls that one back in the screen, and it's 2-2. Now just one more strike away from getting out of the inning. The run is in, and Belleville leads 1-0. Here in the bottom of the first. And that one taken for a ball is through. Or did he call it? Oh, he did call it a strike. Okay. And that'll retire the side. So in the inning, one run, no hits, no errors, and one left on. And we go to the second inning. Belleville leading Washington County 1-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Mr. Windshield in Brenham is a proud supporter of the Washington County All-Stars. As a business in the Washington County area, Mr. Windshield prides themselves on giving the community the best service at the greatest prices. They can fix any repair, from a small chip in your window to quickly replacing your complete windshield or window. For all of your auto glass needs, call them today or visit us online at BrenhamAutoGlassRepairs.com. The Mr. Windshield crew would like to wish the Washington County All-Stars and their coaches good luck.
Tieleman Construction and Stegan Tieleman Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tieleman Construction and Stegan Tieleman Plumbing. Visit online at TielemanHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
All right, as we come back here, we got our first final of the night. And over at the Minor Boys Tournament in Brenham, it was Washington County beating Rice 16-0 there. So congratulations to the Minor Boys crew for picking up our first win of the night. Now, let's see if we can get three more here over the next few hours. Next couple hours, rather. And it's going to be Zach Lloyd leading things off for Washington County. Yeah, we've got the minor girls and the major boys both playing at 8, and, of course, our game right here. And that one is going to be sent. The second base, that's going to be a hit there. What a play. The second baseman, Schumann, for Belleville, almost made a highlight reel catch. Diving for it, had it in his glove, but then as he hit the ground, it came out. We'll give Lloyd a hit there. And that'll bring up Parker Hale. And pitch to Hale, take it for a ball. Throw down and run it back in easily. And next pitch, taken for a strike. 1-1. We're on the top of the second. Belleville leading Washington County 1-0 here at the 11-year-olds tournament. Opening night of this one. And that one is sent out into left field. And that's going to be caught. I'll tell you what, Jameson, that's the second great catch that he's made tonight out there in left field for Belleville. That'll bring up Ryland Drain. It's a one-on-one out. And next pitch, taken for a ball. And down low for a ball. 2-0. And next pitch, up high for a ball. And it's 3-0 now on Dream. And up high, ball four, and he draws the walk. So I'll put Drain aboard and bring up Ronnie Castillo. 2-1, only one out here in the second. And pitch to Castillo, takes first one there for a strike, and it's 0-1. And this one's going to be popped up. And over is the third baseman. And making the grab there is Keaton for out number two. And that'll bring up Kyler Wells now. And pitch taken for a ball. It's 1-0. And in there for a strike, 1-1. Swing and a miss, and it's 1-2 on Wells. Runner going, throw down to second, and they nearly caught Lloyd napping down there. He was off the bag and a throw down nearly got him down there at second. And well, swings and misses. And they're going to put the tag on him for out number three. And so in the inning, Washington County, no runs, one hit, no errors, and two left on. We go to the bottom of the second. Belleville leading 1-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Hi, this is John Hody with the LaRoche Service Department. Is your car having issues again? There's nothing worse than knowing your car needs work, but not knowing where to take it. Here at LaRoche Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, we pride ourselves in providing honest and quality work with no surprises. We'll diagnose the problem, explain it clearly, and get you a free estimate before we start any repairs. So when your car needs service, come see us at 900 Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
All right, here we go. Is Jace Riley on for a second inning of work. And just want to let you know that this Little League International Tournament game is presented by KWHI Radio under the authority of Little League Baseball and Softball, and may not be rebroadcast or retransmitted without the express written consent of Little League International of South Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Visit Little League online at www.littleleague.org. And so it'll be Blake Dumas leading things off. Dumas, the right fielder for the Belleville All-Stars. And Riley's first pitch is taken for a ball. It's 1-0. And Dumas sticks the next pitch, just missing inside, and it's 2-0. And outside ball 3. Next pitch from Riley. In there for a strike. Good comeback pitch there. And it's 3-1. Swung and a miss. And it's 3-2. Full count now. And swung and a miss, got him on strikes. That's the third strikeout for Riley in the game. And that'll be Keaton Minarchik to come up here and bat. And first pitch taken for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch, that one's going to be popped up over into foul territory, and then it came back fair territory. Wind brought it back a little bit, and Zach Lloyd making the grab for out number 2. Now let's see if Riley can get him a 1-2-3 inning here. That'll be Jamison Ebert. Ground ball back to the pitcher. Riley up. Throw to first. Got him. And that'll retire the side. 3 up and 3 down. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left. And we played through 2. We're moving on to the third inning. And it's Belleville leading Washington County 1-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Kiki Egg Farm proudly supports the Washington County Little League All-Stars and would like to give a very special shout-out to number 4, Charlie Majeski. The owners at Kiki Egg Farm take great pride and satisfaction in providing your family with a healthy dietary option packed with protein and key nutrients. Look for Kiki Egg Farm's fresh eggs at your local grocery or convenience store and finer food markets. Congratulations and good luck to the Washington County All-Stars. Take state!
Stay on top of your game year-round with the Elite Baseball and Softball Training Facility, the Batter's Box. Located in the baseball capital of Texas, take part in the 2024 Summer Baseball and Softball Camps. All you have to do is go online to register today. And don't forget to book your summer birthday parties while availabilities last. For more info, check them out online, battersboxbtx.com. That's battersboxbtx.com. Good luck to all the area's Little League All-Stars from everyone at the Batter's Box.
as we come back here. It's Mark warming up for his third inning of work. And he'll be looking at Guillermo Morquecho, Garrett Rubach, and Wells Shelton. And Thomas called umpire, went over and said something to our bench. And now we're ready to be, couldn't quite pick it up what he was trying to tell them. But Guillermo Morquecho will bat here. And fouls the first one out of the stadium. That's over into the parking lot. And it's an 0-1 count. And a pie for a ball. It's 1-1. We're in the top of the third. Belleville leading 1-0. And next pitch is taken for a ball. And it's 2-1. And that one back up the middle, and that's going to be knocked down by the second baseman, but he's not going to have a play. Infield hit from Morquecho. And the second baseman there, Ethan Schumann for Belleville, probably just robbed Morquecho of an extra base hit. And that'll bring up Garrett Rubach. And pitch up high for a ball. And down low for a ball. Throw back and throw gets away. Not enough, though, for Morquecho to move up. Right fielder there for Belleville. That was Blake Dumas that was there backing up the throw. Two oh count. And that one foul up the third base side, and it's 2-1. And that one is going to be over to shortstop. They're going to go to second for one, get the force play, and that is all they're going to get. And now they'll bring up Wells Shelton. Bounced it up there, ball. Runner going, and throw down is offline, and in there safely with the steal is Rubach. And Shelton waiting on the next pitch, the 1-0. Foul away over towards the Belleville dugout. One ball, one strike. And a pie for a ball. 2-1. And a strike call on 2-2. And Shelton swings and misses. He's down on strikes. And that'll be out number two. That'll bring up Silvano Morquecho. With Rubach at second and two down. Thank you. And pass it there, gets away. The runner will move up. And Rubach now into third base. And now the tying run is a base hit away. And takes up high for ball one and, or 2-0. And that's a ball. And strike called. 3-1. And strike called. 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, two outs here in the inning. And that one over the second, between the second baseman's legs. And coming in to score is going to be Rubach to make it a 1-1 game. Be an E4. And now I'm going to bring up Jagger Shedd. And Shedd sends this one out. That's going to go up against the fence. And Washington County sits down its first lead of the game as Marquecho comes in. It's an RBI triple for Jagger Shedd. And Washington County now leads it 2-1. That brings up Knowles Taylor now. And then checking on the pitch count. It's at 48 for Marek. That means this is probably his last batter. And that one sent a fly ball out to center. And that's going to be caught to retire the side. But in the inning, Washington County does come up with two runs. On two hits, there was one error and one left on. And we go to the bottom of the third. Washington County now leads this one 2-1. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsor.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the members of the Washington County All-Star Teams. Your selection recognizes the hard work you put in during the regular season. Seidel Schrader has been providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services since 1967. They strive to elevate and serve others through their offices in Brenham, College Station, and Katy. And they've been recognized as one of the top regional accounting firms in the Southwest. Seidel Schrader wishes good luck to all the Washington County teams in their All-Star tournaments.
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors, and a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
And as we come back here, it looks like Rubach has gone in to play first base. Looking to see if we had some other changes for Washington County as far as getting them their defensive switches. And it looks like Kyler Wells has gone into right field. And we're going to see if we have Wells Shelton in. Did he move in there to left field?
Do you have that yellow paper?
Oh. Well. Yeah, maybe Rylan Mark to lead things off here. And pitcher is taking more strike, 0-1. We're in the bottom of the third inning. Washington County with a 2-1 lead over Belleville here on opening night of the 11-year-olds tournament. And pitches outside for a ball, 1-1. And bounced up there a ball. I want to actually caught the home plate umpire's chest protector. Count. And the next pitch is a ball. It's 3-0. A 3-1 is what the count is. Foul away, and it's 3-2 now. And foul tip, almost. So 3-2 count on Mark. And down low, ball 4. Yeah, pitch is taken for a ball, 1-0.
Get ready, WC!
And next pitch, a strike, it's 1-1.
Stand there, bud, right there.
And a pie for a ball, it's 2 balls and a strike.
Take a bet, Jake, turn right.
Come on, Bubba. Mark Nunez. And that one ground ball to first. Rubaka one to the bag. That's one down. Throws to first. Or throws to second. And not in time to get the lead runner. But nevertheless, 3 unassisted in. That's one down. And that'll bring up Nash Springs. And pitch inside for a ball. It's 1-0. Runner, second one down. Bounce up their ball. Runner thought about going, but shed out there and kept him from advancing.
Go, 2-2. Here we go, bud.
And there's a strike call. It's 2-1. And strike call, 2-2. Foul tip, man in the mitt, and that is another strikeout. That's 2 down now. That's 4 strikeouts by Riley. And that will be Quinn Jacquez. First pitch up high for a ball. Swing on a miss, and it's 1-1. Good pitch there by Riley. Swing on a miss, 1-2. Riley bringing some heat down in there now. And that one bounced up their ball, and it's 2-2.
Okay, Jay, finish it up.
Ooh. Umpire says, no, that looked pretty good from here. Yeah, it's a full count now, 3-2. And swung and a miss. Got him on strike. And then on the tie side. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors. One left on. And we are halfway through this one. Washington County leads it 2-1. Back after we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
There's one word when you think of La Morelos, and that word is fresh. That's because their meat market offers fresh-cut meat to your specifications. They have fresh produce and freshly made Mexican pastries daily. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday. It doesn't get any better or fresher than at La Morelos. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. Visit La Morelos at 1501 South Market in Brenham. The next time you want fresh. La Morelos wishing all the Washington County All-Stars luck on this year's season.
Breathing, it's just what we do. But is the air you're breathing even clean? Do you even know? That's where we come in. Holly here for Green Duct Services.
Quack, quack.
Let us come in and clean your air ducts to reduce allergens, improve air quality, remove mildew, and increase energy efficiency. Our only job is literally to change the air you breathe. So give us a call today, 979-421-9191, to book your appointment or for a free estimate. You can also check us out, greenduckservices.com.
And we come back here, and we've had changes for Belleville as Ethan Schumann has come in to pitch. And meanwhile, Rylan Marek has gone to shortstop. So just a straight position switch there. And for Washington County in this inning, it's going to bring up Jace Riley, Zach Lloyd, and Parker Hale. And while we got this opportunity, are your kids playing in a real Little League? Little League is the world's largest and most respected youth sports program with nearly 2.4 million children and more than 1 million volunteers in dozens of countries around the world. Little League includes baseball and softball programs for kids ages 4 to 16. There's the Challenger Division program for kids with physical and mental challenges. For those adults interested in starting a junior Little League in your area, assistance is available from Little League International in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. For more information on Little League, visit the Little League website at www.littleleague.org. And pitch is taken for a ball. It's 1-0. It'll be Jace Riley, followed by Zach Lloyd, and then Parker Hale here on the top of the fourth. And taking for a strike, it's 1-1. And pitch is taken for a strike, 1-2.
Come on, Jay. You got it. Go,
Twos. And swung and a miss. And Riley down on strikes. That's one away. And that'll bring up Zach Lloyd. One is sent out to shortstop, and he'll make the catch for out number two. And now they'll bring up Parker Hale. And he'll take the pitch for a ball, 1-0. And that one's fouled away. One ball, one strike. And outside for a ball, 2-1. And that one taken for a strike. Two balls, two strikes on Hill. And he jumps on that one, knocked down by third baseman, throw to first. And he just got him for out number three. That was a great play there by Keaton Minarchik in a 3-up and 3 down inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Washington County still with a 2-1 lead. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsor.
Washington Animal Clinic. Quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals. Supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Washington County Little League All-Stars and their coaches. Good luck to all of the All-Stars out there from Washington Animal Clinic. 2100 Highway 36 North in Brenham. Keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy. Visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North, or call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
Hi, friends. Gary Durenberger with Bank of Brenham. Being local, friendly, and mobile is at the core of Bank of Brenham's commitment to our customers and the communities we serve. Being local means we're conveniently located in downtown Brenham, in Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Being friendly means, well, being friendly. And being mobile means the ability to manage your account from the convenience of your smartphone. Local, friendly, mobile. Three really good reasons to bank with Bob. 836-3332 or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
All right, as we head to the top of the bottom of the fourth inning. And for Belleville, it'll be Ethan Schumann, Cahill Crumry, and Ryan Binger to bat. And Jace Riley still out there for Washington County. Really settling in a pretty good groove now. And pitches up high for a ball. It's 1-0. Washington County with a 2-1 lead. And next pitch is a strike. Schumann walked and scored the only run of the game so far for Belleville. And down low ball, it's 2-1. And next pitch, second for a strike, it's 2-2. Oh, umpire says it's 3-2. Yeah, so I got a miss. Got him on strikes. And that's one down. I'll bring him Cahill Crumry. Way high a ball. 1-0. And that one fouled away, and it's 1-1. Cahill Crumry, the batter. He's walked his last time up. And that one, ground ball to third. Throw to first, and they got him. That's two away now, and that'll bring up Ryan Binger. And so Ryan Binger, the batter, swings and misses 0-1. Foul away. One ball, or excuse me, no balls, two strikes.
Let's go, WC.
Long look in for Riley, and the pitch. Ground ball over to second. Throw to first, and that is a 1-2-3 inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. We have played through four. And Washington County leads Belleville here at the 11-year-old tournament 2-1. Back until we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your new local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Blue Bonnet Petroleum is your distributor for Chevron with Tecron gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants in Washington County and the surrounding area. No gasoline gives you better mileage than Chevron with Tecron. When it comes to buildup, cleanup in your engine, no other gasoline performs like Chevron with Tecron. That means better mileage, better acceleration, and better engine protection. Blue Bonnet Petroleum, your Chevron distributor in Brenham at 4181 Highway 36 North, 979-836-2531.
All right, as we head to the top of the fifth inning, for Washington County, it's going to be Ryland Drain, Ronnie Castillo, and Kyler Wells. And Ethan Schumann came on to get those last two outs of the last inning, and now he's going to come out here for his first full inning of work and taking his warm-up tosses. Got our continuing Little League coverage. Of course, tomorrow we'll be keeping an eye on the weather because we got a 90% chance of rain tomorrow. Pitch up high for a ball and 1-0. And that one is going to be popped up, and that's going to drop in, and that's going to end up an infield hit for Ryland Drain. Now that'll bring up Ronnie Castillo, one of those Texas League singles, they like to call it. And takes the first pitch for a ball. It's 1-0. And pitch a strike. Whoa, whoa. Hey, grab the ball. Why'd you come out of his hand? Come on, let's go. Foul away. It's one ball, two strikes on Castillo. Two balls, two strikes on Castillo. And swung on and missed, and now he's making a run on down to first, and he'll beat it.
Hey, way to hustle, Ronnie.
Well, they are going to say it was a foul now and bring Castillo back. Yeah, that's what I thought. And that is going to be ball four, and Castillo takes the walk. Now Washington County with a pair of base runners on, that'll bring up Kyler Wells. Come on. Yeah, put down low for a ball. That's 1-0. And got away from the catcher. Runner moves up.
Good job, Riley.
And Drain now in the third base. And swung on, and the run's going to move up.
Come on, Tyler. You can do it.
And the run is going to be knocked down by the shortstop. The run is in. And runners are safe at third. For Wells, it's not a wide infield single. And Washington County now leads 3-1 with Jeremy Marchetto batting. We're going to get a visit to the hill. Yeah, time is called, and looks like we're going to get a pitching change. And looks like Schumann is out. And we'll tell you about the new pitcher. Washington County leads it 3-1 here in the top of the fifth, back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
In Texas, every season is grilling season, but the days are longer. We know you're just itching to have a good old backyard barbecue with your friends and family. Luckily, H-E-B makes it easy. Make just one stop when you're shopping for those summer parties. Grab steaks, hamburgers, hot dogs, buns, drinks, and sides all in one place. That way you can hurry back to the fun in the sun. Make H-E-B in Brenham your summer headquarters, located at 2508 South Day Street. No store does more.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate marketing and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball season.
And as we come back here, the new pitcher for the Belleville All-Stars is going to be Hollis Jasek, who was their shortstop. He comes on in relief of Schumann, who will probably go into the shortstop role, but he's the third pitcher used by Belleville in the game. I'll be looking at Guillermo Marchetto, Garrett Rubach, and Wells Shelton. Time is called. They're making sure everybody's ready to resume, that they're all on the same page. There's nobody out in the inning. You had a single and two walks. And that one gets away. Coming home is Castillo. He will score on the wild pitch. And that will make it now 4-1 Washington County. Not the way you want to start, but if you take any solace in that, is that the run will be charged to the previous pitcher, Schumann. Mr. Marchetto, and that was a base hit. And another single. It's 2-for-2 for Marchetto. That'll bring up Garrett Rubach. And that one, runner going, throw down. And look at the runner back to third.
Come on, boys. Let's go, Garrett. There
And back up over the middle, and they're going to go home. Bobble the ball is safe. Oh, they're going to end up. They're going to end up calling him out due to. He went in head first instead of. I didn't even pay attention to that. I'd like to see a replay there. And so, well, something bad. So that'll be an out now. And they'll have to take a run off the board, so it'll be 4-1 now. And get it back to the pitcher. That's an odd call because something most umps don't bring up very often. And pitch is fouled away. And pitch down low for a ball. And outside for a ball, runner going. Throw down, they're going to cut it and throw through, and he's safe. Throw to third, and he's still safe. Wells batting with a 3-2 count now. Up high, ball four. And now, just waiting. Foul away. Three balls, two strikes, and one out. And outside, that's a ball. I'll put two on now and brings up. Guillermo Marcaccio. And Guillermo fouls that one away. Or actually, this is Silvano. This is Silvano Marcaccio. And Delmo for a ball. We're in the top of the fifth inning. Washington County has scored a couple of runs, and they lead now 4-1. And he sends it on a high fly ball. Right fielder back makes the grab for out number two and throw in the first, and he's safe. And wait a minute.
That's not fair. Y'all can't be doing that.
It's in the back to the top of the order with Jagger Shedd. And Shedd back up the middle of the base hit. Throw in, and they got him at second.
Sorry, Jagger.
And so that will be the end of the top of the fourth. We go on to the bottom, or excuse me, top of the fifth, rather. We go to the bottom of the inning, and Washington County leads it 5-1. Back into here, 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Thrivent is the proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars. At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Let us work with you to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Call us at 979-836-0693 for an appointment today.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of the Brenham community and proud of the area youth. They support the local youth in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They send their thanks to the managers, coaches, Little League board, and parents of Washington County for their time and support during the All-Star season. Collier Construction congratulates the All-Stars and wishes them good luck in their upcoming games.
All right, as we come back here, and Riley's still out there in the circle for Washington County. They must be just planning on burning him today and then taking whatever pitch they get for the rest of the tournament. And it is, I was wrong, it is 6-1, Washington County leading Belleville. And four, the Belleville All-Stars, and should be Hollis Yasek leading things off as Washington County fires it on around. And that one's going to be popped foul by Yasek, and it's 0-1. So it's 6-1 Washington County here. We're in the bottom of the fifth.
Here you go, Jay.
Go, boys. Everybody move and ever play. Let's go.
There you go. Two on them. Come on, Bubbles.
And 0-2. That one is going to be a pop-up and to shallow right. Backtracking is the second baseman for Washington County, Rylan Drain, and he'll haul it in for out number one. And now they'll bring up Cody Kendrick. Swung on a miss. And it's 0-1. And next pitch down low for a ball. Swing and a miss. And one ball and two strikes. And strike three called. And the K's keep continuing. That's now seven strikeouts for Riley. And that'll bring up Dumas now. So two down here in the inning. And that one ground ball was short. Throw to first. And that's out number three. Three up and three down. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on. And we go to the top of the sixth inning. Washington County leads this one 6-1. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Experience business growth and success like never before with Branded Graphics in Brenham. As your ultimate marketing solution provider, they offer a range of services from commercial printing, signs, banners, and custom apparel to promotional products and marketing services. With their expertise, Branded Graphics becomes your trusted full-service branding partner. Visit BrandedGraphics.com and let them be the driving force behind your business's success. Branded Graphics wants to wish a special good luck to all the All-Stars from the Big Family in their district tournament games.
We're the B, we're the A, we're the S, we're BHS.
If you're in the Brenham area, don't let the team spirit stop on the field. Load those buses and bring the whole team to Mr. Gaddy's Pizza to continue the fun. There's tons of parking and room for school buses. Bring the team and get the ball rolling at the all-you-can-eat pizza buffet, then show off your skills in their arcade filled with classic video games, Connect Four basketball, and more. Mr. Gaddy's Pizza in Brenham, where your team can eat like champions. Voted best pizza and wings in town, located just off Highway 290 next to Flamingo Ranch.
And on we go, the sixth inning, Yasek warming it up. They'll be looking at Kaylor, Riley, and Lloyd for Washington County. Washington County leading this one 6-1. We're on opening night of the 11-year-olds tournament here at Caldwell High School, home of the Hornets. And Washington County wins. They'll be back here tomorrow night to take on Burleson County. They can hold on to this and get this win here. And then the loser of that Washington County-Burleson County game would play presumably Belleville if things don't change, and that would be Thursday night back here at 7 o'clock. Because there's only three teams in the tournament, all the tournament games are at 7 o'clock at night here. And so here we go. Kaylor batting. He's 0 for 2 in the game. Looking for his first, looking to join in the hit parade. And he grounds this one to short. Throw to first, and he's out. I tell you what, the shortstop there, I think that's Schumann over there now, made a nice play. And now Riley batting. Jace Riley 0 for 2, looking for his first hit as well. He's done a great job out there on the hill for Washington County. And down low for a ball, 2-0. And pitch is taken for a ball. 3-0. And swung and a miss. 3-1. And this one foul up the third base side over toward the Washington County dugout. It's 3-2. And this one's going to be popped up. Second baseman calling, and he'll make the grab for out number 2. And now that'll bring up Zach Lloyd. Time is cool. This is
y'all one too. Thank you, sir. Leave your helmet on, baby.
Okay, y'all guys. Leader.
Hey. And Washington County issued a warning, and that was because of the took his helmet off before he got back to the dugout. Looks like we're gonna have a pitching change for Belleville, and so with the pitch of change, we'll take a break and be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Whataburger now has new premium coffee with a brand new taste, and it's coming in hot and iced cold. Drink it hot with a biscuit sandwich or iced with a brownie. or iced with a biscuit sandwich and hot with a brownie. This is your chance to mix it up a little. Let your hair down. There's no wrong way to drink it. New hot and iced coffee from Whataburger. Just like you like it.
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors, and a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
And we're ready to resume here. I'm trying to get the... I'll turn the lights on and also get them to turn the music off since we need to resume. And 2 outs in the inning. New pitcher is Cody Kendrick for Belleville. And Lloyd the batter takes the first pitch for a ball. Lloyd 1-for-2 in the game. And Kendrick's pitch foul tip. I think he was trying to hold up there, and that was one of those calling excuse me swing. And 1-ball, 1-strike. And that one foul back, and it's 1-2.
Watch the ball.
And pitch outside for a ball.
Go back.
2-2 pitch. And down low ball. It's 3-2. And ball four. Lloyd draws the walk. And so 2-out walk here for Washington County and brings up Parker Hale. Hale 0-for-2 looking for his first hit of the game. And pitch inside for a ball. Throw down to first base. And Lloyd wasn't leaning very far. Next pitch, and Hale sends this one out to right field. And Dumas with a catch, and that'll retire the side. So in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors. One left on. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Washington County just needs 3 outs to win this one. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon. You wish never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Our original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla, the country's gold standard of ice cream flavor since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at Bill's Supermarket and Sealy and all Walgreens stores.
As we come back here, we're in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Washington County leading this one 6-1 and just need 3 outs here to get the victory. And it'll be Keaton Minarchik to lead things on. It'll be Minarchik, Ebert, and Marek. Riley trying to put the finishing touches on the gym here tonight. He allowed just that one run back in the first inning, but since then, Belleville has not been able to score off of him. They've barely been able to, let's see, has he even given up a hit yet tonight? And that one's a fly ball out into, oh, and that drops in. And there went the no-hitter. First base hit of the game for Belleville. And so one out there is Hebert. We'll explain that after the next pitch. And pitch is taken for a ball. Earlier in the game, Hebert had been penalized. Hebert had been penalized twice for taking his helmet off, so that's an automatic out. So one down here, and it's a Ryland Mark, the batter. And pitch down low for a ball. 3-0 now. And strike call, it's 3-1. And in there for a strike, 3-2. And down low, ball four, and a walk to Mark. So two on now, and one out. They still haven't put the out on the scoreboard, I guess. Do the guys up there not know? Yeah, looks like Riley is going to come out, and we're going to get a pitching change. And so with the pitching change, we will take a break and be back. And let's hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Every day we touch corners of our community lives, and for over 97 years we've helped turn life's goals into accomplishments. From your first car to a new life after retirement, Citizen State Bank is there. From businesses to farms to families, it's a community we're a part of that makes us who we are, much more than a place just to keep your money. For all your banking needs, the friendly staff at Citizen State Bank will give you the personal attention that you deserve. Stay local, go far with us at CSB. Citizen State Bank, local people making local decisions. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Tielemann Construction and Steg & Tielemann Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tielemann Construction and Steg & Tielemann Plumbing. Visit online at TielemannHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woodson Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woodson Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
And as we come back here, Zach Lloyd, the new pitcher, and he threw that one in the dirt, got away, and the runners move up. And Nunez is now going to step back, and it's 2-0. So we got two on, one out here in the bottom of the sixth. Strike call, 2-1. Right now, Washington County just needs to get two more runs to hold on to this victory here tonight. And foul tip, and a I think that might have got him on the hand, but the hand was on the bat at the time. Two balls, two strikes.
Hey,
Let's go, Zach.
Two balls, two strikes. Now Nuno's ready. Next pitch is outside of ball. 3-2. Full count now. Yeah, pitch from Lloyd. Down low, ball four. And that will load the bases now and bring up Nash Springs. And yeah, it's a Washington County now. It's basically a force play at any base. Just got to get it out somewhere. And that one, a high throw. And not far enough for anybody to move up. Jaggershead did a good job of getting back there quickly and making sure to get that ball to home plate.
Everybody ready?
Runner. 1-0 pitch. Swung and a miss. 1-1. Good comeback pitch there by Lloyd.
Get ready.
Yeah, strike two. So one ball and two strikes. And swung and a miss, and that is strike three. So now Belleville down to their final out. And it's Quinn Jacquez, the batter. Base is loaded, two outs. Washington County leads it 6-1. And yeah, first pitch down low for a ball, 1-0. And way high gets to the backstop. Nobody moving up, though. And so it's 2-0. And you got to imagine that adrenaline's flowing right now. Two balls, no strikes. Yeah, that one up high again, and it's 3-0. And pitch from Lloyd in there for a strike, and it's 3-1. Good comeback pitch. Now let's see if we can get him. In there for a strike, 3-2. So now Belleville down to their final pitch. Let's see if Lloyd, and that one up high again. It's ball four. Third walk of the inning, and that's also going to bring a run home and make it 6-2 now. And we go back to the top of the Belleville batting order with Ethan Schumann. And pitches down low for a ball, 1-0. And
take your time.
Just a tad high, and it's 2-0. And that one just missing again, and it's 3-0. Some of the fans say ball four and another walk. And another run is in to make it 6-3. And it looks like we are going to have a pitching change. And Lloyd unable to get it out. Or he got one out. Scratch that. He did get one out. And so they're going to bring Parker Hale in to pitch. And so with the pitching change, let's go ahead and take another break. And this time, let's hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
BVR Materials, a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozier work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 530-5476. BVR Materials wish all the Little League All-Stars good luck this season.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
And it's Parker Hale on the hill for Washington County as he's trying to get this last out here. Washington County leads it 6-3. Coming into a tough situation where the base is loaded, and he's looking at the 2, 3, and 4 hitters for Belleville. Washington County was leading this one 6-1. The starting pitcher, Jace Riley, had a no-hitter going into this inning. And then when they got the hit, Riley was removed, and Lloyd came in, and unfortunately, four walks later, and now we're going to Hale to try to end this one, and pitch is a strike, 1-1. Cahill Crumrie, the batter for the Belleville All-Stars. And umpire says pitch was high, and it's 2-1 now. And that one up high again, and it's 3-1.
Take a breath, take a breath.
That one, it is a strike call, and it's 3-2. So a full count now. And the pitch from Hale. Strike 3 called, and that's your ball game. Hale comes in and saves it for Washington County. And your final score, Washington County 6-3. And we'll be back to wrap it up after we hear 3 minutes from our sponsors.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
The roof is the most important part of a structure, whether it's your home, office building, garage, or storage building. You can trust DDM Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop to design a long-lasting, great-looking metal roof for whatever you want to build. Metal roofs are durable, fire-resistant, energy-efficient, and can add beauty and style to any structure. Whether you're replacing a roof or choosing one for a new building, DDM offers a wide variety of designs and colors to customize your new metal roof. Find out more at ddmbuildings.com. Or visit their offices in Brenham or Bastrop.
Brennan Industrial Group, your hometown waste and recycling company in Brenham, offers a wide variety of services. Residential, commercial, and construction waste removal and recycling. Metal recycling. Portable sanitation. Container rental. Their scrap yard is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. Their collection station is open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5, and Saturday, 9 till 1. Big would also like to wish all the Little League players good luck on their All-Star Tournament and special luck to all the All-Stars from the Big family. Brennan Industrial Group, your hometown waste and recycling company.
Whether you're building a new home, buying a new home, or needing insurance for your current home, Dahman & Associates in Brenham can help you save money. Dahman & Associates, your local Germania agent, offers many discounts on homeowners insurance to help lower your premium, like discounts for a new home, being claims-free, for central burglar and fire alarm, and having companion auto and life insurance or a liability umbrella policy. To save money on your homeowner's insurance, call Dahman & Associates, your trusted local Germania agent in Brenham at 836-4241.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
As we come back here to Caldwell, and your final score, Washington County wins it over Belleville 6-3 on opening night of the 11-year-old All-Star Tournament. So Washington County will come back here tomorrow night, and they got to play Burleson County, and that'll be a 7 o'clock start time, and that'll be over here in Caldwell. Now, the tournament's being held at the softball field, but they brought in a makeshift mound for that's where the location is. Meanwhile, we'll be keeping track on the other tournaments. We do have one other final. The Minor Boys beat Rice tonight 16-0. And now we'll find out in the morning about the Minor Girls and the Major Boys as to how they did. In the meanwhile, that's going to do it for us here tonight. I want to thank Grayson back at the studios for his great work on the boards. Big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And, of course, thank you to all our sponsors who make our broadcast possible. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, this is Doug Brown saying good night, everybody.